State law requires W-2 service agencies to turn part of their excess dollars or profits back to the local area for so-called community reinvestment funds that help Welfare to Work clients. Milwaukee County says the local agencies are about $3.5 million short of the amount of money the agencies promised to the county over the last 2 years. A county task force invited the service agencies and the State Department of Workforce Development to a hearing. DWD official Mary Rowan says lately some W-2 money has been reserved for cash benefits clients to help rising caseloads during the economic downturn. But Rowan says the increase in cash cases has almost come to a stop.
I know that the county has a hole in its budget for this calendar year, but this is only the middle of April, and there is some time to sort this out and see where the caseloads go.
Rowan says the state will look into the status of a contingency fund for cash benefit cases to relieve any squeeze on the community reinvestment dollars. Rowan says DWD and Milwaukee Democratic Senator Gwen Moore have just agreed on a plan to send another $440,000 community reinvestment dollars to the county. A co-chairperson of Milwaukee County's W-2 Monitoring Task Force, Pam Fent, says the county needs the additional $3 million. She says the community programs help welfare clients who have developmentally delayed babies or troubled teenagers.
If a parent has problems with their children, I mean, all the research is very clear that women, especially single women, are not able to perform well in the labor market if they aren't confident that their children's needs are being met.
Fent is a researcher at the UW-Milwaukee. She says part of the budget uncertainty in Milwaukee comes from having several private agencies instead of the county running W-2. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.